Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'll get your blood pumping. Happy Friday, everybody. So Yuzi was watching this video about 10 minutes ago, and I thought she was on the phone with you. She was across in the jocks lounge, and I could hear like, I thought it was Vinny on the phone, on
Vinny,
your speakerphone.
That's what you sound like.
Well, it just kind of sounded like Vinny. And Brynn and I both turned, because she's going, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm like, I didn't want to interrupt the phone call, so we're kind of waiting for her to say goodbye
you guys
or whatever.
Could hear it or we're listening.
Well, we could hear just you know, a little bit of like background. Yeah. It sounded like cell phone audio, and then Yuzi going, "Oh my God, oh my God," mm-hmm. in the background.
So the video ended. Whatever, I was putting stuff on your desk. They're like, "What'd you say?"
I was "Is everything okay with Vinny?"
Yeah, what happened with Vinny? I'm like, "What?"
She said, "What are you talking about?" I go, "Weren't you just on the phone with Vinny?" Mm-hmm. She goes, "No, I was watching this."
Horrible
story.
Yeah, some obnoxious voice coming through that sounded like me.
No, it wasn't obnoxious. It was just, it sounded like, cell phone audio. It sounded like you, but it was just a news report.
It was a news report, a story I put in your pile somewhere in there. A man, I think it was in New Mexico, man was nailed to a tree by his hands. Palm of his hands, nails. Like in the forest somewhere. Ugh. And not a ranger, but whatever county guy found him.
Who did him like that?
Well, Yuzi has a theory.
I have a theory.
The
guy
too.
Didn't just say?
No.
He was alive, and he was being real shady about it.
Yeah, he was, sort of still there.
It's his wife, right?
He's a snitch.
Oh, I don't think so. I agree with
you. It's his girlfriend, right?
It could be a snitch.
So he changed his story three times. His first story, the news report said, is that he was taking a walk, and two guys with a gun nailed him against a tree and said, "You're going to die like Christ."
Okay, that's not one of the options. Go on.
Well, they didn't say the other options. It was like a 30-second news report.
Oh.
And they didn't say the other ones, and I didn't read the whole story.
Did they show him nailed to the tree?
Yes.
Oh, really?
That's why I was all,
so they
my
took
God.
Footage of
oh,
it and yes. released it
and they
before
called.
They took him down.
Yeah, well, they
like,
had
oh,
to call.
Wow, look at this. This is crazy.
The county dude, whoever found him, got footage of him, and then they had to call the ambulance to get him out. There was 3-inch nails.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I bet
tree.
You, I mean,
I think
I'm not
it's,
taking him down.
Oh, no, you can't. Why? How could you? I couldn't
right.
take someone down.
Well, unless you want me to pull you off there, right. that's going to hurt like a mother.
Yeah,
and
not
so
a lot
they
I can
showed
do for
him
you.
All bandaged up, getting to the ambulance. But I think, that's pretty horrific, right? You say it's a wife or girlfriend?
Yeah, usually, it's got to be something like that, some kind of bad relationship.
I think he either raped or molested someone's daughter.
I think so, too.
And someone's dad got
rather
to
than
that.
Kill the guy outright, just pinned him
did
up
that.
Like you're going to crucify him.
That's pretty
you.
Gnarly.
Yeah.
There's feeling behind that. There's a reason.
Yeah, that
it's
is like,
not
that's
right.
a statement.
None
murder.
Of it is right.
That's something Cersei would do.
Yeah. Just leave you there.
Right.
So
yeah.
the guy was left to die. Like the
yes.
person who nailed him there assumed that he will die.
I don't know
slow,
how long he was
painful
there.
Death.
I don't know. It was
funny.
Just gnarly. So I was watching that video and she thought it was you, Vin.
But because she was like, oh my God, oh my God. I was like, oh no, is there some accident or is Vinny in an accident or something? But it's just, think about like, what it would take to nail somebody.
It wouldn't take a lot. You'd have a gun held to their head and say,
put your hand up.
Yeah, and the guy would be like,
yeah, but you still got to hold the nail and pound it in. It takes two people, I think.
One of those things they say about, like, if you, like, for a woman in one of those self-defense courses, they say, don't let them take you to a second location. Like,
mm-hmm.
fight now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right
don't
now.
Don't get in the car.
Right. And so it's one of those things where a guy who's afraid doesn't realize what's about, get your hands up, get them against the clunk. He's already got one hand, you know, nailed down. That's already, you wouldn't even imagine that's about to happen to you, would you?
No. It's the last thing you'd think of.
Until someone pulls out a small sledgehammer and a big train spike.
No, I think that's I think that's a two-man job.
Yeah.
Probably.
Can't imagine somebody. Yeah, so it's maybe the dad and the uncle.
The dad and the friend. Out what happens.
I know.
I'm going to keep an eye on that, Sarah.
And then I'm thinking, because you go, it's in the New Mexican forest, which I just assume is like cacti, you know?
No, there's actually mountains there. That's where one of the big... Taos?
Oh, 707 goes, keep your hands off my daughter.
Oh. Yeah, I'm telling you, as soon as you said that, I was like, that's... Because it's so... That is such a statement thing to do. Yeah. I'm going to crucify you. Mm-hmm. You're going to sit here and think about what you did as you die in the... New Mexican wilderness.
Anyway, there's good skiing in New Mexico.
Is
so.
There?
Oh, yeah,
is there?
Oh, yeah. Taos, T-A-O-S, I think is one of the big resorts there.
Yeah, I definitely did not think that there were forests there, but I guess that makes sense. The mountain range, somewhere there. I always think of it as just being desert.
Yeah, it's Taos.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there?
No.
So what's everybody doing this weekend? Now that
Outside
we've got that
Les,
out of the way.
Bitch.
Game of Thrones. Oh, I cannot wait for Sunday night.
Me either. And Riley's still going to be there. He's not moving in until Monday.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Riley goes to school on Monday. So this weekend, our dining room table is like piled with the crap that he's got to bring to his
wait,
room.
Wait, so you have to go move him in after work on Monday?
I'm actually leaving at 9. His window to move in is 11 to 12. So we can park a car there and we have a, you know, because I guess it's a madhouse there when people are moving in. So our window is 11 to 12. So I'm going to go home and get in the car and go over with them. All hands on deck.
Yeah.
Got to lug stuff up there.
Aww.
I know. You know what, though? It's so, I'm so, so grateful that he's going right here. I mean, honest to God, if he forgets anything on Tuesday, I'll put it in my car and drive it over there right. after work, you know?
Yeah.
It's great. I'm super, it's such a like... crazy time at our house right now. Just like it's my younger
what's
son
the backyard
like, well yeah that's ongoing. I try to not even talk about that. I send Bryn pictures every day of whatever, you know, because he's a construction guy, so I'm always sending him pictures and stuff. But I try not to bring that up
to
but,
bore us with it,
right? Exactly. It's literally been a year now, so
I would love to see a picture if you want to send me one.
Oh really?
yeah
I'll show you some pictures.
Browse.
Yeah. I showed Vinny a couple of pictures the other day. He's like,
No, it looks great. I was actually just talking to Christina last night as we went to go meet our guy, Peter Cook, and look at some stuff that I was saying.
Ding, dang, shame, Lighthouse Realty.
It's really shocking how that, as you started, it was like, it looks like a bomb went off back there.
Right.
Like, there's no direction. It's just a disaster. But as it's coming together, it's clear you had a vision. And whether or not when it's done, it's all going to be cohesive and work. And I don't know. I'm only seeing these little corners.
Right.
But from what I've seen so far, it's pretty impressive. And she was asking me, so who did she get to do it? And I said, I think she does that.
Yeah.
Like, I think she sort of envisions it. And
well, I actually did tell a friend of mine who's a designer. She came over before we started the whole thing, and we talked about it extensively, and she drew some pictures.
Yeah, didn't you pull a me and go, yeah, we're not doing that, and then do it your own way?
Well, we did do it our own way in the end, but
nothing's wrong with that.
She actually gave us like the main way that the walkway goes through the yard. She pulled out the deck a little, and... That was all her. She was like, you should come in this way. And goes, I'm like, you're right. That will be. So we based the whole thing off of that particular element of her design. So, yeah, she was definitely the catalyst for it. And then Danielle has come over a few times and been like, don't stop doing that. Stop. Don't do that. And said why. And we went, okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know what you're doing.
Wow.
I know.
Danielle.
Danielle's been great in this process.
As in hot ass.
Hot ass Danielle. Who's in Hawaii right now.
For the weekend, is she coming home for Outside Lands or anything?
No, she's not going to be home until Sunday.
Their next event is Burning Man.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's right around the corner.
Is that coming up in a couple weeks?
Yep. I think it's in, when is it?
It's the end of the month. It's like the 21st.
Of September.
No, of August.
No, is it?
I was just
I
reading
it was
about
August.
It. Yeah, it's the end of the month.
SF Gate had an article about celebrities
oh,
building
Jesus.
Their tents. Like they're having celebrity tents.
Was it in the fall last year?
No. I feel like it's always been August.
Burning Man. Let me see.
I thought it was like maybe, you know, next year sometime.
No, yeah. Next year. August 27th.
Yeah, I just.
No.
Yes, I looked it up just yesterday.
August of 2018 or something.
So your husband's not going?
Oh, he's going.
He's going.
Oh, he is? He's got a ticket.
Why are you not happy about that?
I just didn't realize it was so soon.
You should go.
Oh, I'm never going to that.
Why not?
Because I'm a baby when it comes to dirt and dust. I saw those people like looking like gray ghost desert people getting out of the trailer and went, well, I'm glad I didn't go to that.
August 27th to September 4th.
Mm.
Is that? That's not Labor Day, is it?
Labor Day is like the 7th or so.
Oh. Yeah, that's, boy, that's coming up fast.
Oh,
yeah.
Labor Day's the 4th. When does that end, Vinny, again?
The 4th.
Oh, okay.
So it's Labor Day weekend? When was it last year?
What do we know? You're the one who had someone go.
I don't know. I thought it was Friday.
We don't follow that stuff.
Me neither. Well, clearly.
Hey, someone says, 707 says they're saying that he eventually said it was because of a real estate deal gone wrong.
Yeah, I have the story here.
Oh, what does it say?
It says that, exactly, that the pair were sent there that day to threaten and scare him due to his part in an ugly real estate deal.
This is the guy who was nailed to a tree.
He said the men marched him into the park at gunpoint, telling him he doesn't listen and he's going to die.
Oh.
Wow. And someone's suggesting a nail gun. I guess that makes more sense.
Oh, it does. Sure. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can do pretty long nails on a nail gun. Yeah. That does seem extreme. Extreme for a real estate deal.
There's a lot of money in real estate deals.
Seems like you could go to the police or get a lawyer. I mean, killing a dude by nailing him to a tree seems extreme.
Does it?
Kill him, man.
Does. People do get very riled up over the real estate, though, Vinny.
If you get screwed over and you know someone's done that to you,
uh-huh.
I mean, I couldn't have been madder when that squatter was
that
in
match?
Our house.
So speaking of that, what's doing with
the house? Has an open house this weekend.
And?
There's already offers coming in and it's going to go. It's great. And we're looking at other stuff because...
In what city?
Of that. Well, it's Scotts Valley. What do you think? I came up to Marin yesterday. We looked last night.
In Scotts Valley?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the point for another place is to move closer to
work. Not necessarily, no.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
You just love it there, huh?
I love it there. Yeah. But I also have a kid. There's another consideration involved that isn't... I got to have the right schools, and we've got a really good person who helps us with her and... So, yeah, I think that's probably...
So you guys wouldn't consider, like, even San Jose?
We would. Consider.
Yeah.
Still how about so San Mateo? Far. Would you consider San Mateo?
Of course. I wish I never had left San Mateo. I loved it there.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I have a kid. Again, there's other considerations. Sure. It's not just me. You guys know this stuff.
Yeah.
Is your roommate sad?
Plenty of other places where a kid has a great life, though. Like, you know, I mean, that doesn't involve dad having 3 hours in the car every day.
Right.
Tape that kid to a wall; it'll be fine.
Right?
They will
be fine. They'll be fine.
Is your roommate sad to sell that house?
Yeah, she is. She loved that house. That was her first big deal, and unfortunately, she got snake bit hard by the economy and the overpriced real estate.
But she's going to do okay on this.
She's
going
to do great on it now, but we sat on that. That's why I moved to San Jose in the first place was because she couldn't sell it at the time.
Right.
It was way underwater at the time. So, and that's a bummer, man. No one wants that.
No.
Because I was, move in with me here in San Mateo.
Yeah.
It's way better.
Yeah.
And she...
I can't do it.
Well,
she should have rented it
She was honest and... Never rent, people. Never rent.
Why?
Ever.
Why?
Well, you saw what happened to him.
No, I mean as a landlord, not as a renter. Oh. I mean, never rent. Don't ever be. Somehow, on the books, an actual judge will say, you don't have to pay the money you owe these people. Just clear out by this date. It'll be fine.
For you.
For you, sir. Mm. For the people who rented to you. Bleep them.
Yeah. Screw them.
Like they did
They're rich enough to have a house, so they have to pay.
Like they didn't give you 60 days notice.
Dick.
What, did we marry you?
I know. Feels like that. Like a royal screw over.
Oh, it does. Oh, that's why when you said the real estate thing, the first thing I thought of was the white hot fury I felt for that person.
Yeah, that's true. You might have actually taken him out into the woods and crucified him.
The things
our real estate deal has gone south. Stand back for a nail gun.
I don't normally have those kind of thoughts. I really don't. Normally, I'm just like, how can I go surfing?
Right.
Those are my thoughts.
Well, you try to keep your life simple. Yeah. I mean, I think we all try to, you know, avoid
absolutely.
The complications.
I don't want any drama of any kind.
I don't want to go to court ever.
Well, I've heard you say revenge plots or how that you would kill someone. I've heard him say some pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah, Bryn.
You! I would kill that guy. Mm. Like, whoa, dude. That's
I mean,
just somebody
I do have
at work.
Thoughts of some people getting hit by a bus.
Sure.
Yeah, that's, you know. See, I don't know.
These are just fantasies where you just think, boy, it would be great if that happened.
Yeah, I don't, again, with the I fantasize.
Boy, that'd solve everything.
Surf and, you know.
Never occurs to me to drag people out into the woods and nail them to trees, though.
Freedom. Not freedom. Getting invited to stuff.
Freedom.
Freedom. All right, yeah, we should start. It's Friday, after all. We should get this party started. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.